Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Imagine 2 or 3 million people, newborn babies, excited children, old folks, their cows and sheep and all the baggage, traipsing through a desert. No hotels, restaurants, roads, or signs. God made the sea and river dry and brought water from the rock. Quote, when Israel went out of Egypt, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The God of Jacob turned the rock into a pool of water. Psalm 114, verses 1 to 8. He gave them, quote, the bread of heaven. He also rained meat on them like the dust. In spite of this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wondrous works. Psalm 78, verses 24 to 32. Moses would later record, quote, your clothes and your sandals have not worn out. Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. None of their deaths could be attributed to merely physical reasons. That whole adult generation died in the desert because of unbelief, complaining, or open rebellion. Skeptics say there's no evidence for the Exodus and wilderness wanderings. What did they hope to find? Quail feathers? Petrified manna? Perhaps singe marks where the pillar of fire rested? Tent peg holes? The proof is much more obvious. What nation would tell a story like this in their founding? Of their constant unbelief, their tiresome murmuring, and that they were a terminal generation, all dying short of Canaan. Even Moses, their hero, lost his temper at a crucial moment and so was disqualified from entering. No, the only explanation for this story is that it's true. Moses records 42 stops between Ramesses in Egypt and the plains of Moab. It begins with God destroying Egypt's idols, Numbers 33, verse 4, and ends with a command to do the same in Canaan, verse 52. That's still the mission for us. Quote, keep yourselves in the love of God, Jude 21, and keep yourselves from idols, 1 John 5, verse 21.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.